Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs of a low of around 67 today under mainly sunny skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, slight chance of rain, lows dip down to about 41. Mainly clear tomorrow, slight chance of rain, daytime highs approaching 57. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Middlebury Cutter with News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A big hearing in a Senate committee in the state legislature going on today, discussing the potential of revising how state Supreme Court justices are nominated and confirmed onto the Supreme Court of Kansas. As we sat down with State Senator Mike Thompson from District Number 10, with that committee hearing ongoing today.
We've got SCR, it's Senate Concurrent Resolution 1611, and it's a very simple bill that turns it into an election for the state Supreme Court. We considered the federal model where it was an appointment or an approval by a Senate committee the way they do up at the federal level. However, there's been a lot of research to show that in states where the elected Supreme Court justices are more accountable to the people.
If the process does get pushed to change, it would lead to a constitutional amendment that would be voted on by the residents of Kansas. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Tracy Lawrence is coming to Newkirk at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort Friday, April 4th. Tracy Lawrence live in concert in an all-ages show. Tickets for Tracy Lawrence are available now at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. Don't miss Tracy Lawrence live at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort off North Highway 77 in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
The Kansas Turnpike Authority says that there is a new scam that you need to be aware of across the state of Kansas with a recent fraudulent text message that's going out to individuals telling them they have unpaid tolls with the Kansas Turnpike Authority. WIBW reports that the announcement was made from the Turnpike Authority over the weekend on its Facebook page, saying that fraudulent texts were being sent to random mobile phone numbers across the state, quote, with no regard to toll road usage. The Facebook post does remind that the Kansas Turnpike Authority, quote, does not send unsolicited text messages about unpaid tolls. In other news, a Kansas man has pleaded guilty over the weekend in federal court to operating more than a $1 billion health care fraud conspiracy. As according to the U.S. Department of Justice, they say that Gregory Schreck, a 50-year-old individual of Johnson County, Kansas, has admitted that he and his co-conspirators had targeted hundreds of thousands of Medicare beneficiaries to provide their information and accept unnecessary medical procedures, equipment, and calls from offshore call centers. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Independent workers and private contractors in the state continue to push back against some of the labor-centered resistance in the state after pushing for ride-sharing and food delivery app workers to be independent contractors in the state. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say it was a mostly partisan issue, with the discussion going through the legislature, with most Democrats siding with the drivers and most Republicans siding with companies that include Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash, with the core argument remaining on whether people who pick up or bring food should be prohibited from receiving rights of being employed, including the ability to join a union. According to many of the Republicans, they say that they have clarified the status quo is a way for businesses that are meant to be run, and drivers are having the ability to drive when they want to do so, as opposed to checking in each and every day. Democrats, however, are arguing that the drivers are being misclassified in order to be exploited in the name of convenience to the business. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Thank you for calling Big Tech. Your wait time is approximately 25 minutes.
This Valentine's Day, break up with the big guys and fall in love with faster, more reliable internet connection with Blue Valley Technologies. It's okay for things to move fast with symmetrical speeds and no data caps. We'll always be here for you with our 24/7 technical support. If you're looking for a lasting internet connection, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners reached a $550,000 settlement with Farmers Cooperative in a case where a fertilizer applicator dropped through a bridge west of Elites last year. With that information, Marshall County will look into replacement cost and see if that could be accomplished this year or would need to be budgeted later. Costs ranging from $1 to $2 million for countywide ambulance service were presented to Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting, with a lower end from a private outside provider for the service at around $1 million and up to double that for a county-operated service. Costs were an estimate and would vary depending on staffing and number of stations. Currently, city-owned operations in Washington, Lynn, and Clifton also include the Hanover Hospital, which is contracted with Washington due to staffing shortages. The cost estimates provided were compiled by a consultant hired by Washington County to study the issue. River Valley Extension District and Washington County Economic Development have scheduled a series of community coffee listening hours at various locations throughout the county this spring. The first in Hanover was postponed due to weather, and the series then moves to Barnes this Wednesday, February 26th, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Hometown Cafe. Coffee and donuts provided with a conversation as to needs in the community and available resources. The public is welcome and encouraged to join Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. in Barnes, the Hometown Cafe. Additional stops include Clifton and Palmer in March, Lynn and Greenleaf in April, and Washington in May. Community revitalization expert Jeff Siegler was in Beatrice Friday and spoke in Marysville Saturday about ways to improve our communities, foster development, and encourage volunteer activity in cooperation with city governments.
What the biggest, like, what's the major problem with all these communities was that they were apathetic. They didn't care. And I totally understand that. Like, I get it. It makes sense. You know, if industry goes away, if money goes away, all of a sudden the buildings are in worse shape. You don't have the same money to hang up, the flowers or to tend to the sidewalks. When things aren't cared for, it's really hard to care for things. And what I mean by that is we tend to and take care of the things that we love that matter to us. You know, whether it's your garden or your home. You know, we maintain our homes. We maintain our relationships. Things that matter to us, we maintain. We tend to them. Because if we don't, they stop mattering to us. And the fewer things that matter to us, I realize, the worse off we are. The more things that we have to care for, the better off we are, the healthier we are. The fewer things we have to care for, the worse off we are. I mean, that's what attaches us. And that has a real impact on people and how they feel about themselves and about their community.
Dolores A. Vantour, age 89, of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, south of Barnes. Burial at the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Vantour. Joan M. Ulick, age 87, of Greenleaf, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 6 p.m. at the church, with a vigil service following at 7. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Joan Ulick. Jerome J. Floor, age 89, of Randolph, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Wallsburg Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 5 at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home of Riley in charge of arrangements for Jerome Floor. Janet M. Wecker, age 82 of Marysville, passed away February 19th. Private family service will be held at a later date with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Janet Wecker. Milton D. Argenbright, age 83 of Kansas City, passed away February 18th. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home in charge for Milton Argenbright. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, Brussels sprouts, peaches, and a cookie. Tomorrow, a hamburger with baked beans, coleslaw, lettuce and pickle, and apricots. KUDY News time is 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some sunshine still throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. The mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. The mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s and partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. More sunshine still likely throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s and mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then still staying sunny and warmer throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late February 48, record high on this date 82. The average low 25 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:14, sunrise in the morning at 7:07. 30 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 25th of February. KUDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
MHS alumni, it's time to reunite. The Black and Red Social is happening on March 29th, and you're invited. Whether you graduated last year or decades ago, this event is for you. Good food, great company, and the Bulldog spirit await. Plus, get a quick update on some of the alumni board's effort to make alumni events even better. Get a table for eight for $200. Tickets available until March 21st. Visit our Facebook page or mail payment to P.O. Box 305, Marysville, Kansas. For questions, contact me, Ben Thrum, at 785-713-1780.
No lead is safe. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. Thunder, top team in the Western Conference at home in Oklahoma City last night, led Minnesota by 25 in the second half, by 22 going to the fourth quarter. But the Wolves rally and win in overtime, 131-128, largest road comeback win in Minnesota franchise history. Kings get 42 from Zach LaVine. They beat the Hornets. Bulls led the Sixers by as much as 50. Chicago wins by 32. Philly playing without Joel Embiid as the team continues to mull over its options with his ailing knee. Denver 125-116 and Indy Nikola Jokic a career high 19 assists. Pistons have won 7 straight. They beat the Clippers 106-97. 7 straight wins, their longest streak in a decade. Hawks 98-86 over the Heat. Blazers edge the Jazz 114-112. Wizards top Brooklyn, Washington's 10th win of the season. They'd been the only team without double digits in the win column. They're also the last team to hold an opponent under 100 points. Tonight in the NBA, Mavs in LA to face the Lakers. Luka Doncic facing his former team. Top 10 matchup in college hoops on the men's side. Houston gets past Texas Tech 69-61. Houston clinches a share of the Big 12 regular season title and the one seed in the Big 12 tournament. Kansas falling out of the top 25 this week, 71-64 win over Colorado. North Carolina on the bubble, an 11-point win over Florida State. On the women's side, Texas, the new number one this week, steamrolls Georgia 57-26. Football. Owners have a proposal before them that would ban the tush push. Could vote next month at league meetings, but is it a vote they need?
How soft do you have to be? Oh, we can't stop it. Our defensive tackles aren't tough enough. Our linebackers get hurt. Man, bow your neck. Somebody get physical and stop the play.
ESPN analyst Ian Clark, Eagles and Bills successful at an 87% clip.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricket. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99. With the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricket's super-fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile. You're on Cricket.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge, tax due with sale. $25 activation fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
What a substate basketball tipped off with girls action Monday. 12th seed Frankfort girls knocked off 5th seed Washington County in our KNDY feature game in a double overtime thriller 57-55. The Lady Wildcats advanced semifinals at Clifton Clyde Saturday. The Eagles took Bishop Seabury 72-9. Centralia with a bye will host Onega Saturday, and Blue Valley advances with a win to tip at Troy Saturday. Axtell took Natoma girls 81-16. And will tip at Pike Valley Saturday night. Hanover with a bye will host Northern Valley, and Lynn with a first-round bye will host Victoria Saturday evening. Tuesday, boys, first-round games include our feature with Frankfort hosting Onega, live on KNDY FM 98.5. Lynn hosting Lost Springs, Washington County at Rural Vista, and Centralia is home to Blue Valley. Hanover and Axtell boys have first-round byes. NCKL makeup games Monday had the Concordia girls top Abilene 53-37. Abilene boys won over Concordia 59-43. Final NCKL girls race, Wamego, Rock Creek, and Clay Setter. While on the boys' side, Rock Creek finishes first. Abilene and Concordia tie for runner-up. Marysville girls fourth in the league, and MHS boys finish fifth.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Falling tech shares dragged down the broader market on Monday. The S&P gave up 0.5%, while the NASDAQ composite surrendered 1.2%. The Dow Jones managed a 33-point gain to close at 43,461. Shares in telehealth company Hims & Hers took another hit on Monday, despite a 95% leap in revenue last quarter. On its earnings call, Hims & Hers said it may stop selling the compounded weight loss drug semaglutide. The latest national activity index from the Chicago Fed points to a sluggish economy. Sliding production and slower spending pulled the gauge of economic growth into negative territory last month and below its long-term average. Blue Origin plans to launch its 10th space tourism mission from its West Texas site this morning, carrying 6 paying passengers on an 11-minute ride into suborbital space. The crew members include a venture capitalist, a Spanish TV host, a hedge fund partner, and a medical researcher. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Decline Report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Research. South Dakota State University tells us that snow has got some free fertilizer. Example, South Dakota State found that there's 5 to 12 pounds of nitrogen per acre possible every year due to their snow. A 9-inch snowfall, they say, has a couple of inches of moisture, 3/10 of a pound of nitrogen. And so here they go. That's where they come up with the 5 to 12 pounds of free nitrogen per acre. Well, a new Secretary of Agriculture's been busy. She's been focusing on how to build the teams and the plans that impact agriculture and rural America. Little bit disappointed because I thought that the Trump administration picked out a strictly farm gal from Texas. Now I find out that Secretary Rollins and President Trump have worked together for almost 8 years. Plenty of that stuff called politics involved. And she is good at speaking around things. Even in her speeches this week in Kansas, we have very little to go on and exactly what she stands for. But she did say one thing that I'm happy about, and I hope she sticks to it, because a lot of people are asking the question, what about vital farm programs? What are you going to do with them, Ms. Secretary? She says they are not at risk. I hope she understands what vital means to the farm community. More on her and what she says in the next TechLine report. See you then.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. This time of year is when Kansans need to start paying extra attention and being mindful of things that could ignite a fire. Kansas Forest Service's Shauna Hartman, fire prevention specialist, reviews what commonly starts fires and what people should have prepared if an evacuation is necessary. She states what people need to keep their eye on when doing common fire practices.
Some things that we can do to make sure that our brush piles don't rekindle and get away on those days that are windy after you think that they're out or your prescribed burn. It's one of the number one reasons for our wildfires across Kansas is rekindled intentional burns. And so going back and checking and rechecking, stirring up your brush piles, checking your prescribed burns, those are one way that we can definitely prevent some of our wildfires from happening. And then you can start preparing your home as well.
Hartman reviews what people should think through in case of a wildfire emergency.
You know, usually when you get your computer and your safe box and any of those documents, pictures that you want to get, know where those are located now and kind of have a list of what you would grab if you had an hour, if you had 30 minutes, if you had 10 minutes, if you had 5 minutes, what would you do? What would you grab? If it's medical records, if it's medicine, if it's your pets, if it's, just make sure. And then always, just like if you're having a house fire, where to meet, it's always good, you know, of course, off location of where you would meet up again with your family if you had to leave at different times and go out different directions, or, you know, worst case scenario, kind of think that through and make sure that you have a plan.
Many things like welding, dragging chains, or mowing can accidentally spark a fire. She shares her recommendations for people who want to do activities like these on dry days.
Any of those things that could produce a spark on those windy days, just be aware. Maybe postpone those for a day until the wind dies down, the humidity comes up, or have a plan in place if a fire starts and know what to do and how to quickly put that out.
That was Kansas Forest Service Fire Prevention Specialist Shauna Hartman on wildfire prevention and planning. Learn more at www.kansasforest.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Sometimes being a safer driver is knowing when not to trust your instincts. We tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 25th, the 56th day of the year. The late great Beatle George Harrison was born on this day. We all know what we should do to drive more slowly when visibility is poor, but researchers have found that many of us instinctively do the opposite. Why? Experiments show that our perception of speed varies with a degree of contrast in the environment. In low contrast settings, we perceive things as moving more slowly. So when driving in fog or drizzle, we unwittingly speed up to compensate for that false perception. The lesson? Don't trust how fast it feels you're moving. Keep an eye on the speedometer and be sure to adjust for conditions. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 31 degrees this hour. The afternoon highs in the middle 60s will bring on those comments, so I don't need a coat again today.
Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update, as it was Hunter Dickinson scoring a season-high 32 points and grabbed 13 rebounds to help KU Jayhawks defeat Colorado 71-64 last night. Dickinson made 13 of 18 from the floor, 6 of 10 from the free throw line, as now the Jayhawks are 19-9 and 10-7 in Big 12 conference play. They fell out of the top 25 for the first time since 2021 after losing 3 of 5. It was the 12th double-double this season for Dickinson. Bill Self said in a statement after the game, if it weren't for Hunter, we would have been annihilated on the glass. Up next for the KU Jayhawks is the number 10 team in the country. The Texas Tech Red Raiders come to Lawrence 1 p.m. this Saturday. K-State women's basketball was also in action last night as they saw their home win streak halted at 17. Baylor down the Wildcats 79-62 at Bramlage Coliseum. K-State now 25-5 was paced by senior guard and All-American candidate Serena Sundell with 20 points on 20 of 19, shooting 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Up next for the Lady Cats, they will end their season Sunday afternoon as they visit Iowa State.
When postseason action gets underway in the state of Kansas, you never know what's going to happen at the high school basketball level. And we had exactly that on a Monday night from Washington County, Kansas. It was an instant classic that went into a double overtime between the Washington County Tigers and the Frankfort Girls. We're going to jump right into second half action. Washington County led at halftime 26-16, but Frankfort outscores Washington County third and fourth quarter to take us into overtime, 45-all. In the first overtime, it was a lone free throw by Jesse Hoover and Jory Benson of Washington, and a lone bucket by Tessa Parthamer that kept us at 47-all going into double overtime. But it was 4 free throws by Lorelai Loizzo, a junior from Frankfort, that pushed the Wildcats off to a 57-55 win, double overtime, as Frankfort outscores Washington County 10-8 in double overtime. Washington County was led by super senior Jesse Hoover with 18 points, double figures for freshman Maggie Leachmeyer and fellow senior McKenzie Baker, as Frankfort was led by Tessa Parthamer, 21 points, while the lone senior for Frankfort, Breely Eppert, pitched in 14 points, as again Frankfort picks up the double overtime win over Washington County, 57-55. Washington County ends the season 10-10. They go 2-1 against Frankfort this year. Frankfort girls now 5-16 on the season. This is their first win since December 20th, and it'll set up a matchup for the Frankfort girls, the 12 seed in Class 1A Division 1 Centralia Substate Bracket against 4 seed at Clifton Clyde on Saturday. Again, Frankfort girls in Washington County girls season 57-55 in double overtime here on a Monday night from Washington County, Kansas. Reporting for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasky.
WADA Substate Basketball tipped off with girls' action Monday. 12th seed Frankfort girls knocked off 5th seed Washington County in our KNDY feature game in a double overtime thriller 57-55. The Lady Wildcats advanced to semifinals at Clifton Clyde Saturday. The Eagles took Bishop Seabury 72-9. Centralia with a bye will host Onega Saturday, and Blue Valley advances with a win to tip at Troy Saturday. Axtell took Natoma girls 81-16 and will tip at Pike Valley Saturday night. Hanover with a bye will host Northern Valley, and Lynn with a first-round bye will host Victoria Saturday evening. Tuesday, boys, first-round games include our feature with Frankfort hosting Onega, live on KNDY FM 95.5, Lynn hosting Lost Springs, Washington County at Rural Vista, and Centralia is home to Blue Valley. Hanover and Axtell boys have first-round byes. NCKL makeup games Monday had the Concordia girls top Abilene 53-37. Abilene boys won over Concordia 59-43. Final NCKL girls race, Wamego, Rock Creek, and Clay Setter. While on the boys' side, Rock Creek finishes first. Abilene and Concordia tie for runner-up. Marysville girls fourth in the league, and MHS boys finish fifth.
In tonight's KNDY broadcast feature, sub-state basketball action continues from Frankfort as the Wildcats host the Buffaloes of Onega on FM 95.5 in first-round action of the Class 1A Division 1 Centralia sub-state bracket. Frankfort, looking for their second win over the Buffaloes this season, are led by second-year head coach Adam Schreiner as they have their sights on not only another sub-state championship game appearance, but a trip to Dodge City for state competition.
And we got to continue to point out that you've accomplished that and instill that confidence in the kids that they can do that in almost any game. And they just got to believe that they can do that and go out. And, you know, there's going to be ups and downs throughout games. And they just got to maintain their composure and continue to work. And good things will happen for them.
Broadcast coverage will start around 6:40 p.m. with tip-off between Frankfort boys and Onega boys set for 7 p.m. on KNDY FM 95.5 or streaming online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY,